Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 28th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to a new report from Microsoft's Azure DDoS Protection Team, the number of mitigated unique DDoS attacks increased 43% on the year in the second half of 2021 to 359,713. Notably, Azure did not see an uptick in DDoS attacks around the Q4 shopping season, as seen in previous years. The report also disclosed that in November and December, Microsoft mitigated 3 DDoS attacks with throughput of over 2.5 terabits per second, all topping the previous record of 2.4 terabits per second, with the most powerful topping out at 3.47 terabits per second. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority reached an agreement with Microsoft to change how it bills for auto-renewing Xbox subscriptions. Microsoft will now contact users on recurring 12-month renewals and offer them the option to cancel with a refund for time remaining. The company will also contact customers with inactive memberships about canceling and eventually stop accepting payments from them. These changes will roll out initially in the UK and eventually apply globally. Google will invest $700 million in the Indian telco Bharti Airtel, acquiring a 1.28% stake in the firm. The two will work on building out Airtel's Android consumer devices and grow India's domestic cloud ecosystem to help local businesses use Google Cloud services. In 2020, Google pledged to invest $10 billion in India over the next 7 years as part of the Google for India Digitalization Fund. Meta will kick off its first ever U.S. marketing push for WhatsApp, with ads focusing on the app's privacy protections over SMS and cross-platform support on iOS and Android. In an interview with The Verge, WhatsApp head Will Cathcart said the app has no plans of adding RCS support, arguing supporting the open standard would slow development of WhatsApp's messaging features. Meanwhile, Meta's Messenger started rolling out support for end-to-end encryption to users in 2016, and it's now available to all Messenger users. You can toggle it on for any message, group chat, or call, though it isn't on by default. So for a new conversation, you can toggle on Secret Conversations, which shows up as a lock icon. Or in an ongoing conversation, you can use Vanish Mode by swiping up on an existing chat. In acquisition news, China's State Administration for Market Regulation conditionally approved AMD's acquisition of the chip specialist Xilinx. The conditions involve avoiding tie-ins and discriminating against customers, and the deal is now expected to close this quarter. Meanwhile, Meta got the EU to approve its acquisition of CRM Maker Customer. Meta had to agree to not limit anyone's access to the customer API for 10 years. The Adobe-led Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, or C2PA, has finalized version 1.0 of a digital content standard. The standard, when implemented, can identify when and where an image or video was created and document changes made to it. Microsoft, ARM, Intel TruePic, and the BBC are all part of the coalition. In Q1, Apple reported its largest single quarter for revenue, up 11% in the year to $123.9 billion, with earnings of $2.10 per share, both beating analyst estimates. Other than iPads, all product categories saw growth in the quarter. Mac sales were up 25% in the year to $10.85 billion, followed by services up 24% to $19.52 billion. iPhone revenue grew 9% to $71.63 billion. CEO Tim Cook said supply issues were improving, with chip supply on legacy nodes the biggest issue. A new report from the Federal Trade Commission found that U.S. consumers lost $770 million in social media scams in 2021, accounting for roughly 25% of all fraud losses. This is up from just $42 million in social media fraud in 2017. Adults 18 to 39 reported fraud losses 2.4 times higher than those over 40 due to a focus on scams involving cryptocurrency and online shopping. Investment, romance, and e-commerce scams accounted for 70% of all social media scams in the year. Barron's sources say the White House is preparing a national security memorandum ordering federal agencies to regulate cryptocurrency and other digital assets as a matter of national security. This is expected in the next few weeks and would involve the State Department, Treasury Department, National Economic Council, and Council of Economic Advisors, creating a regulatory framework for cryptocurrency and NFTs. The White House itself won't issue recommendations. Microsoft and 35 U.S. states, led by Utah, filed amicus briefs with the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in support of Epic Games in its appeal case against Apple. The states argued that the court should have applied Section 1 of the Sherman Antitrust Act to Apple, even in the case of a unilateral contract with developers, which prohibits every contract, combination, conspiracy, in restraint of trade. Google updated its support page for G Suite Legacy Free Edition users, now saying it will provide an option for you to move your non-Google Workspace paid content and most of your data to a no-cost option in the coming months. Google previously announced these Legacy Free Edition users would have to switch to a paid account by July 2022 or lose access. And finally, iOS 15.4 beta includes the option to enable Face ID when wearing a mask using just an iPhone. Enabling the setting will rescan a user's face when wearing a mask for authentication and can be used for Apple Pay and third-party apps. Face ID with a mask was previously available on iOS, but required an Apple Watch. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.